Good day, this is Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. Tensions are escalating between many states and the federal government over Medicaid, with governors arguing the program has simply become too expensive. This comes at a time when more people are in need of coverage, and additionally, millions more will begin joining Medicaid beginning in 2014 as part of the health care reform law. Here to discuss the pressures the states are facing and the possible response of the administration and Congress are Julie Appleby and Marilyn Werber-Serafini, both of Kaiser Health News, and welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Julie, describe generally first the kinds of pressures that the states are facing in these economic times from Medicaid.
Right. The states have had a rough couple of years, as you know, because of the recession. Their revenues are down. And some folks say now that they're facing the worst year since the Great Depression coming up because they not only have lower revenues as they did, lower than they did before the recession, but also now the stimulus funds are ending. And those were funds that came from the federal government to help them with their programs, including Medicaid. So they're really up against the wall. And because Medicaid and other health programs are generally the first or second largest part of the spending in the states, those programs are really affecting the budgets, and those are the ones that the states are looking at to target to try to make some cuts.
And the governor of Arizona has asked the federal government for a waiver to allow her to shrink the Medicaid rolls. Walk us through that, and is it representative of what other governors may be coming to Washington to ask for?
Well, the money came with some strings attached, both money from the stimulus program and from the federal health care law in order to pay for Medicaid, and they said you cannot reduce eligibility in Medicaid. So that was a string that was attached. Arizona would like to have that waived. They're saying if they don't have that waived, they're $1 billion short, there's no more stimulus funding coming in, and they're going to have to make deeper cuts to, say, education or other programs. So Arizona is asked to remove 280,000 people from their Medicaid rolls, which is not allowed under these rules. We don't know yet if other states are going to follow suit, but lots of folks think that they will and that they may ask for these kinds of cutbacks.
In other states, short of removing people from Medicaid, they're looking at ways to reduce services.
Right. They can do that. They can reduce services and they can reduce payments to providers. So those are about their only two options. So some states, for example, California wants to limit to 10 the number of doctor visits Medicaid patients can have in a year and 6 the number of prescription drugs they can get in a month. South Carolina wants to cut off hospice care for dying patients. They say they just can't afford to offer it anymore. Other states like Washington State is talking about ending a program that supplied nearly 60,000 folks with health insurance. They were folks who didn't quite have the income to meet Medicaid requirements, but couldn't afford it on their own. So the state is talking about cutting that program as well.
Marilyn, has the federal government, the administration, shown its hand yet in how it might respond to the kind of request it's received from Arizona?
What's significant here is what the administration has not said yet or may not say at all. The administration, for example, has not asked officially to continue the stimulus money, to continue to give the states some extra help with Medicaid. And what they also have not done is they have not said to the states, we are sympathetic and we will go ahead and support you trimming back your Medicaid rolls or your Medicaid eligibility. You know, there's a lot of concern among supporters of the new health care law that if you cut back on eligibility now and you decrease the number of people covered by Medicaid at this point, that come 2014, when an estimated 16 million people will be added to Medicaid, that's going to make it very hard for states to make that jump from lower rolls to cover the new population.
And so is the silence from the administration being interpreted by state officials that they are not going to be getting the kind of latitude that some are asking for?
Well, states right now are proceeding as if they're not going to get help.
And CMS, the agency inside of Department of Health and Human Services that runs Medicaid, are they giving states any advice about look at ways to reduce your costs?
That's exactly what they're doing. You know, when I asked the CMS head this last week about whether they would consider easing up, loosening up these restrictions on the states, these eligibility restrictions. The response was not yes or no, but it was, well, we're going to tell the states, here's what you can do to reduce your costs, and that will save you money. Here's how we'll share with you best practices, such as ways in which to reduce hospital admissions. And these are really, this is the focus right now for HHS to help the states.
And what is the sense from Capitol Hill, from Democratic leaders and Republican leaders, about what Congress may or may not do?
Well, I had conversations last week with Senator Baucus, who's the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, and with Senator Harkin, who's the chairman of the Senate Help Committee. Those are the two main committees that have jurisdiction over health care. And both of them were very sympathetic to the states on this issue. They're concerned about not reducing Medicaid eligibility, Medicaid enrollment at the states. But there's no doubt that Democrats on Capitol Hill want to continue the stimulus funding to help the
states.
Beyond June, to help them get to 2014 when really everything changes. The problem with that is that the House is now controlled by Republicans, and their top effort is to decrease the budget deficit. So they don't; those two priorities don't go hand in hand.
Julie, is there any indication that the states may try to unilaterally push back? For example, yesterday we had the very significant federal court ruling declaring the new reform law unconstitutional. Is there a sense that governors may try to go their own way to see if they could push back?
I think some states will slow down, but for the most part, states are moving forward with implementation. There's some debate over the court ruling and what effect that'll have, but mostly states are saying, we've got to move forward because these cases are going to go to the Supreme Court. That might not happen until 2013 or 2014, and they've got to have a lot of things in place by 2013. So if they stop now and don't do anything, they're that much further behind in 2013.
Okay. Thank you both so much. Julie Appleby, Marilyn Weber-Serafini, appreciate it.
Thank you.